For more than a month, Ireland has been convulsed by a political scandal. It began with a pregnant woman attending hospital with the beginnings of a miscarriage not being given standard assistance in bringing that miscarriage to a speedy conclusion. It continued for days while Savita Halappanavar repeatedly asked for that fetus, which had no prospect of survival, to be aborted, but instead was left in pain and in danger. And it resulted in the death of Savita Halappanavar, a normal, healthy, would-be mother, who should have easily survived the disappointing but not uncommon experience of a miscarriage. This was not an act of God. Savita's death resulted from the action of well-trained medical professionals, men and women, in a hospital in the west of Ireland. There have been protests and demonstrations in towns and cities around the country, and some politicians in India have gone as far as accusing the Irish government of murder. In London, there have been demonstrations at the Irish Embassy, where Irish-born women who have lived in London for more than 50 years were joined by some of the more recent immigrants, women and men, from the post-Celtic Tiger economy.
All of you, from whatever kind of background, I know feel the rage and frustration, and that's what's brought you here.
It is never her shame.
The conversations reported to have taken place between the medical staff and Savita's family suggest that there was a fundamentalist ideological intervention on the part of medical professionals who cited the heartbeat of the dying fetus as a restraint on providing proper medical care. To understand exactly what's been happening, you have to go back to the X case of 1992. There were demonstrations back then as well at the London Irish Embassy when the parents of a victim of sexual abuse and rape were being prevented from accessing services outside of Ireland to terminate a pregnancy that they believed threatened the life and the health of their child. In the period that followed, the Irish Supreme Court ruled and the people of Ireland voted in a referendum that the woman's right to life had precedent over the fetus, and also that women should have a right to information and to travel abroad if they wanted to do. But what's happened since the X case is that none of the governments have passed legislation. As a former British colony, Ireland had inherited the Offences Against the Person Act, which once made abortion illegal throughout the empire. It was long assumed that at some stage Ireland would follow Britain in moving towards a more appropriate and medically well-informed legal position. Possibly anticipating this, in the 1980s, a fundamentalist campaign manoeuvred Irish government into holding a referendum on amending the Constitution of the Republic of Ireland by adding a clause giving the fetus from conception an equal right to life with the woman in whose body it was growing. At the time, the Republic of Ireland was populated by people who were inclined to follow the guidance of the Catholic Church very closely. Public debate on abortion was rare, and the practical implications of the change were not widely appreciated. Many people didn't vote, and the amendment was carried 2-1. By 1992, however, the X case, as it became known, exposed the danger to women's life, health, and even their freedom to travel outside the state, and that was why those rights were specifically voted on. However, the original clause was not repealed, leaving doubt over which law would apply. The pressure to pass legislation was increased when three women went to the European Court of Human Rights. At the time of Savita's death, an expert group was in the process of reporting on how the government should respond to that court ruling. While many pressed for legislation, other groups of medics and legal people lobbied that the principle was clear and that no legislation was needed. What Savita Halappanavar's death in Galway suggests, campaigners say, is that some medical professionals are either not aware of the principle or are not confident in implementing it, or even worse, some of them may be using the lack of legislation requiring them to put the woman's life first to act from a fundamentalist ideological position on protecting the fetus regardless of the consequences for the woman. It's now almost 20 years since the Irish electorate voted to protect the life of the woman over that of the fetus. This government is being loudly called on to protect the life and health of women. As Hazel Nolan put it,
like many Irish young people who have left, I do want to return someday. But I don't just want to return to a country that's economically strong and thriving. I want to return to a country that looks after its citizens, that looks after its women, and looks after women's rights as equal citizens.
And the London Irish seem to agree.